Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
We'll be right back. Beyoncé's little sister Solange, or Solange, with what looks to be the lead single for an album due next year. That song was Losing You. And Solange's last album was 2008's Soul Angel and the Hadley St. Dreams, or the Hadley Street Dreams. And that was her last for Interscope. Since then, along with her work for her upcoming album, which reportedly will be more new wave, with help with Montreal's Chromeo and then Pharrell Williams, she had worked with Australia's Midnight Juggernauts and then a few acts on the DFA label. She did do a Dirty Projectors cover that was not released, which I think is part of the reason why she's not on Interscope anymore. She appeared on Yo Gabba Gabba, and otherwise she's been traipsing about the cool parts of the indie scene. So, good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's damp community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver in the Lower Mainland. And you find us on the web throughout the rest of the world or wherever the signal can't be picked up. www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be dealing with Wet Leaves, the silent killer, at least until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, towards the end of this episode, we'll take a look at the Italian composer Stelvio Cipriani and his score to the 1973 film The Bloody Hands of the Law. Not totally a horror giallo film, but enough things will happen during this episode in Cinecittà style to keep with a vague October Halloween feel. In the background, this is Daniel Petrucci with Nabuyo off the 1971 Library Music album Violent Dramatic Pieces and Suspense. And I'll keep dropping tracks from this as the in-betweeners for most of the show. Nabuyo translates as In the Dark, which is how the weather is and how much light we have now, as the show now starts well after the sun has set. And of course, with the permanent rain here, who knows what the sun will be. Anyways, for this next set, get your lava lamp ready. We're going to have a bit of a neo-psychedelic wonder here, starting off with Perth, Australia's Tame Impala. Their second album, Lonerism, came out last week, which continues with songwriter Kevin Parker's balance of serious groove coupled with dreamy melodies, and is recorded throughout the world on portable equipment. But Lonerism also maintains a highly inward philosophy, which keeps popping up in the lyrics. So off of Lonerism, this is Tame Impala with Elephant. We'll be right back.
Sunday, October 21st, Socialacious Entertainment and CITR bring you a night of eclectic music at the Media Club, featuring indie rock group Valley Girl, acoustic songwriter Harley Spade, alternative hip-hop acts ACO plus SC, award-winning fiddle punk rocker Alex Randall, and funk soul busker David Morin. Tickets available at the door for $10 or through artists. Come down to the Media Club and kick back 10 days before Halloween with some great local independent music. Show starts at 9 p.m.
That was a good slice of psych for that set there. We start off with Tame Impala and Elephant, and that's off the latest album, Lonerism. And singer Kevin Parker's aesthetic behind Tame Impala rubbed off on the act we heard afterwards. Melody Prochet, who was a multi-instrumentalist in the act My Bee's Garden from France, struck up a friendship with Parker and asked her to produce her solo debut. So from that self-titled debut as Melody's Echo Chamber, we heard Sometime Alone, Alone, which gives a sense of the prettiness that Brochet brings with her. And then we close with a Scottish act there. That was Django with Default. And that's also off a self-titled debut, except obviously their own. The quartet met up a few years ago at an art college in Edinburgh, and their album is up on the shortlist for the British Mercury Prize. The shortlist also includes Michael Kiwanuka and Jesse Ware, and the winner will be announced next week. And for a full-on psych set with new stuff, we could have thrown in some Dunyan there, some Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and based on how Melody's Echo Chamber sounded, some Broadcast. But at the very least, we could always try that again some other time. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. I'm Gak, and behind me, this is more Danielle Patucci. This is Ellie Killer, off of Violent Dramatic Pieces and Suspense. Porcelain Raft is the project of Mauro Remiti, a Roman composer who did a collaboration for a time with video artist Rami Martino during both their time in London. Remiti now is now based in New York, and his act Porcelain Raft follows in his line of work, either on his own as Porcelain Raft or in other acts such as Three Blind Mice and Sunny Day Sets Fire. From his debut album, this year's Strange Weekend, this is Porcelain Raft with Backwards here on CITR Vancouver.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Featuring one of the guys from Local Act, Gang Signs. That's a band that we've played a few times here on Exploding Hit Movies. That was Humans with Horizon, and that's off this year's Traps EP through the Hybridity label. And the duo of East Vanners Robbie Slade and Peter Rick are currently on the road hitting up the Halifax Pop Explosion tomorrow, then off to CMJ in New York over the weekend. Always a fine time there. They will be back home for October 26th when they play the Fortune Sound Club. Meanwhile, Rick actually will be adding his visual artistic genius to an art game at the Waldorf all the Halloween weekend starting October 28th. A whole bunch of other visual artists and other collectives are going to be helping out with that, so that sounds quite promising. It is 8 o'clock in the evening here in the Pacific Time Zone. I'm Gak, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca. Everywhere else. In the background, this is La Caccia, or The Hunt by Daniel Patucci, off his Violent Dramatic Pieces and Suspense album. And we've been playing cues throughout everything I've been talking over so far. Later on the show, we will be profiling the soundtrack to The Bloody Hands of the Law. But up first, let's listen to another local act, The Crackling. They're in the midst of a cross-Canadian tour themselves. They're playing Calgary tonight, right now. In case you're listening there, they're playing there right now. They are worming eastwards towards Winnipeg after a stop in Regina. And Winnipeg's where the Folk Festival will be happening this weekend. And they'll continue through Sault Ste. Marie and rest of Ontario and Quebec. And there's The Crackling's the project of Kenton Loewen. And the touring version of Crackling features a trio, including two people that Loewen collaborates with all the time. So that's Gord Gardina, for whom Loewen drums for, and then Tyson Naylor, who, like Loewen, plays with Dan Mangan. Originally, I played this song when I filled in for the Folk Oasis a few weeks ago, but that podcast died a glorious death once some hard drives passed away. So originally, I was going to play the cover that they do of the MASH theme, but from the Ashen EP, this is The Crackling. And, of course, the important thing is, what is the song called? It is Her Body's In My Arms. Originally from Ohio, but now calling Seattle their home. That was Sea Pony with Prove to Me. That's off their latest album, Falling, out now through both the Hardly Art and Sub Pop labels. Sea Pony are Ian Brewer, Jen Vidal, or Vidal. There's some missing stuff there, but yeah, W-E-I-D-L. And then Danny Rowland. And Falling was recorded in Olympia, Washington's marvelous and fantastic Dub Narcotic Studios. Behind me, this is L'Ombra della Follia, or The Shadow of Madness, another Daniel Petrucci selection from the 1971 album Violent Dramatic Pieces and Suspense. It came out on the CAM label, C-A-M, which is also home for what we will eventually hear from the bloody hands of the law here on Exploding Head Movies. Meanwhile, up next, Trent Reznor's post Nine Inch Nails project, How to Destroy Angels, finally has a follow-up to their self-titled EP from last year, along with some news of a return to a major label. After leaving Interscope, as you may recall, Reznor had experimented with various online pricing plans and self-releasing stuff. He had a website set up, and for the final Nine Inch Nail releases and some other like personal works as well, too, you could sort of name a price at certain points. Or otherwise, get deluxe packages with all the fancy trappings. However, due to some old label connections, How to Destroy Angels, which features not only Reznor, but his wife, Mara Queen Mandig, formerly of the LA act West Indian Girl, his fellow Oscar winner Atticus Ross, from their time doing the soundtrack to The Social Network, and de facto fourth member and visual artist Rob Sheridan. All of them are now signed to Columbia, which will definitely help out with the marketing of How to Destroy Angels. The EP called An Omen is due out next month, featuring songs lined up to be on their debut album early in 2013. And this song from the EP premiered last week online. So here's How to Destroy Angels with Keep It Together here on CITR.
Separates us. Start to fade. on October 18th.
Concerts at the Pit presents Kaitami and the Phonograph with special guest Killing Time Quartet, also featuring DJ Lockenshift from Saskatchewan, at the Pit Pub located in the basement of the Student Union building. Come to this party you don't want to miss. Buy tickets at northerntickets.com or at the Outpost located on the main floor of the UBC Student Union building. Presented by Sounds of the City and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
What would have been their fifth album? That was Faust with Baby Rock. Or at least that's what's sort of given for track four on this bootleg of what Virgin Records eventually declined to release and then de facto forced Faust to break up, and that would have been in 1975. Faust sort of reformed 20 years later, whereby three of the members wound up with two different versions of Faust. Really not straightforward, but that's how it rolls sometimes. And of course, Faust are one of the legendary krautrock acts that highlighted the motorik, cosmic sounds of 1970s Germany, along with acts such as Can, New, and Kraftwerk. Somehow, one of those versions of Faust will be playing at the Waldorf this Wednesday, October 17th, joined by Seattle's Midday Vale, and then local guys Von Bingen. So in case you didn't get tickets for Grimes, you can't go wrong with Faust. And in background, yet again, more Daniel Patucci. This is Una Notte, Una Casa, Un Uomo, A Night, A House, A Man. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And let's head over to Hogtown for at least one song here. Metz, M-E-T-Z, has been kicking around the Toronto local scene for quite a few years. But they've been refining their sound all that time prior to releasing their self-titled debut recently. There were apparently at one time a dozen or so members in Metz, but now they're down to three. Although, based on how they sound, it sounds like they eat everyone else. So there's a little bit of hardcore here. Get ready. This is Metz with Headache here on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back.
making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Montreal, that was No Joy with Medium Ship. And that's off their only album so far, 2010's Ghost Blonde. The duo of Jasmine White Glues and Laura Lloyd do have an EP from earlier this year called Negaverse. But according to their website, they've spent a good part of September working on their second album, which they hope to release early next year. And there's more Daniel Petucci here in the background. This is Il Sorriso della Tigre, or The Smile of the Tiger. Over to Stockholm now for Holograms, their quartet that claimed to be too poor to drink. At least that's what their website says through Captured Tracks. So their apparent nausea comes from menial labor. Their self-titled debut came out earlier this year, but we're going to listen to one of the B-sides to their single ABC City. So these are Holograms with Hidden Structures here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Los Angeles, that was Mothers of Guts with Wizard Tree, off last year's Unking album. And Unking compiles the best of a series of songs that were written one per day by Aaron Freeman, which usually comes across as a daunting exercise of questionable quality, but from what I've heard of the album, it's a consistent mix of psych kraut, as we heard. Behind me, this is The Mother, La Madre, by Daniel Petrucci, from the 1971 album Violent Dramatic Pieces and Suspense. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, and one act that snuck out a new album recently, which actually is going to be out tomorrow through official channels, that would be Montreal's long dormant, but back on things, Godspeed You Black Emperor. They were just doing a regular show in Boston a couple weeks ago where someone went up to the merch booth and started looking at stuff there and like, oh, I don't recognize this. What's this? This is our new album. And it'll be out through Constellation tomorrow. It's called Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend. And it's got a lot of long songs on it, but I'm going to profile at least one song off this. I might sort of dig in deeper because the 20-minute dirges are fantastic, but we got a little time for this before the bloody hands of the law here. So, from Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend, this is Godspeed You Black Emperor with their Helicopter Sing.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
To the Bloody Hands of the Law. That was Stelvio Cipriani with that film's name in Italian, La Mano Spietata della Legge. And behind me, this is another cue from that film, Consentimento. So with the 10 minutes we have left here in the show, we are going to muscle through what we can from this 1973 film. Crime film directed by Mario Gariazzano, starred the infamous Klaus Kinski as a silent killer who evades the police. And they're hampered by investigative procedures where they can't use violence and torture anymore. Until one cop has had enough. As things go bad, he gets to use his fists again. And boom, all that wonderful stuff happens. And Cipriani didn't originally come from a musical family. A priest in his native Rome tommed the organ, which sounds totally dirty. Sorry. After seeing the Cipriani show an interest at church. From there, Cipriani learned piano at a conservatory, played on cruise ships, and even met jazz pianist Dave Brubeck. His first soundtrack was 1966's The Bounty Hunter, and Cipriani fit in perfectly with the B-film genre of Europe's with the spaghetti westerns and the giallos. So let's listen to a few cues from The Bloody Hands of the Law here, and I'll feature this sort of melody along with a few other motifs that repeat. So here's Stelvio Cipriani with Amore per lei.
Thank you.
So from the bloody hands of the law, we heard Amore Perle, then we heard Attese Drammatica, and then Violenza. So Amore Perle was just the flute by itself there, and that's sort of the motif that repeats throughout, and it's actually what we hear in the background here with another version, except the pianoforte version. And Cipriani has worked on over 200 films, including Mario Bava's Twitch of the Death Nerve, James Cameron's early film 1981's Piranha 2, The Spawning. And although Cipriano was credited as Steve Powder, simple translation of his Italian name, his work for the Jaws knockoff with a squid, 1977's Tentacles, is quite a gas. Something I should profile at some point. But some people credit his work for 1967's A Man, a Horse, and a Gun as one of his best works, which was recorded by Henry Mancini, or the 1970s The Anonymous Venetian. And Cipriani continues to work at the age of 75 right now, including some work recently for the Vatican for both Benedict XVI and John Paul II, both recent popes. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a couple of minutes here, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and it'll get out at midnight, at which point robots take over until 6 a.m. Tuesday for Pacific Pickin'. If you've missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. If not, just pop open iTunes and just search for CITR there. Exploding Head Movies should pop up. As always, you can always subscribe to the podcast, which gets updated first, but if you're in the social media angle, you can always check Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, and Google+, which have a fancy graphical interface through Mixcloud. Next week, with Halloween closing in upon us, well, we'll take a listen to music from one of the most definitive horror films, which was also released in 1973, like The Bloody Hands of the Law, and that would be The Exorcist. We're going to close off here with Little Dragon, and this is a track that appears on Giles Peterson's Worldwide Celebration compilation. So this song is going to be twice. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. I know it is quite wet here. That's how winter rolls. That's how the snow gets on the mountains, too. So take care.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9, and on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.